Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims, by God's grace, of course. And if you remember last program, we talked about the story of Adam in Islam. So we are starting with this. And hopefully, we can use what they have as a stepping stone to the gospel to help them understand the full story and what exactly happened with Adam. In Surah 20, verse 121, we know that Adam disobeyed God and ate of the forbidden tree, and Satan deceived him. And the Quran described what happened in Surah 2, verse 36. Then did Satan make them slip from the garden and get them out of the state of felicity in which they had been. We said, God said, get ye down, all ye people, with enmity between yourselves. On earth will be your dwelling place. Okay, so we are now trying to help Muslims understand and see that Adam and Eve, even according to the Quran and according to Islamic theology, were created in heaven itself, enjoyed peace and felicity until they disobeyed God and were cast out of heaven. Note that the Surah 2, verse 36, the form used in Arabic is in the imperative. Ihbitu. Ihbitu is an Arabic word which means get ye down, which means descend, crash down. Now, I done a little research, and I discovered that the widely acclaimed Muslim scholar and commentator of the Quran, Pickthall, is very well known all over the Muslim world because he commented in the Quran. Pickthall says, here the command is in the plural as addressed to Adam's race. Addressed to Adam's race? Yes. Let me give you further evidence that Adam disobedient actually impacted the whole human race. Abdullah Yusuf Ali, which again, his commentary on the Quran and translation of the Quran is almost in every mosque in the world. Abdullah Yusuf Ali explained the phrase, get ye down, all ye people, which I just mentioned to you. In Surah 2, verse 36, in his popular translation and commentary of the Quran, he said, Allah's decree is the result of man's action. Note the transition in Arabic from the singular number in Surah 2, verse 33, to the dual in Surah 2, verse 35, and the plural here, which I have indicated in English, by all ye people. Evidently, Adam is the type of all mankind. Did you hear me? Abdullah Yusuf Ali said, Adam is the type of all mankind. The Quran teaches, my Muslim friend, the fall of Adam and implicates the whole human race in this fall. In Surah 2, verse 38, we read, that the same command given to Adam and Eve was given to their offspring. Get ye down all from here. In Arabic, jami'an. Jami'an mean many, many people. Note, the Arabic word jami'an is taken to mean a host, congregation, all together, all together. Therefore, my Muslim friend, God's command to depart from the garden was intended not only for Adam and Eve, but also for all their descendants. If you are just tuning in, we are talking about sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. So this verse points to the fact that mankind as a whole was affected by the disobedience of Adam and Eve. The hadith confirm this truth. The hadith is what Muhammad said and what Muhammad did. His followers recorded it in volumes called hadith. And in my book, I quoted and I put references to the most reliable and acknowledged hadith. Adam was the first human created, my Muslim friend. He is the father of all humankind. We all originate from him. His disobedience affected all the members of his family. It is from this point of origin that mankind has had to face its ultimate problem, the result of Adam's fall into sin. And now we will talk about the results of the fall of Adam. Now, according to the gospel, when God created man, his purpose was that man might enjoy constant and beautiful fellowship with him. God's intention for man was being fulfilled while Adam walked in fellowship with him. And of course, we will talk more about what the Bible said about Adam and how God resolved the problem of the consequences of Adam's fall into sin. Because Adam disobeyed God, Adam's relationship with God was broken as a result of sin. The prophet Isaiah declared, "Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear, but your iniquities have separated you from your God." This is a serious thing, my Muslim friend. Sin is a serious thing. Sin separates us from God, as it did with Adam. Adam's sin and our sin caused the separation between mankind and the holy God. This is not something that you can take lightly and it just can be forgiven by doing a few good things. No. Adam was created morally pure. When he disobeyed God, he lost the ability to be completely moral, which is known as the fall, because Adam chose to rebel. God placed a certain tree in the middle of the garden as a symbol of his authority over man. Adam was granted the freedom to choose. And we will complete this point in just a moment.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is 1, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and 2, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages he inspires Sammy to share to equip his Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which he guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
Continuing our thoughts about the devastating consequences of sin, we need a miracle because we are sinful and we have a sinful nature, and the practice of religious duties and rituals cannot bring us life. We need someone who can give us life, because the sinful nature that we have and sin made us dead spiritually and separated from God. Sin, which exists within us, prevents us from enjoying God's presence and from having a personal relationship with God. Because of our sinful condition and the sins we commit, all of our being, I mean body, spirit, soul, is separated from God now and forever, my Muslim friend. And no amount of works or efforts sinners can do will reverse the effects and the consequences of their sin. My Muslim friend, sinners cannot bridge the distance between them and God depending on their efforts alone. The Bible teaches us very clearly. Sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way, death came to all people, because all sinned. We read these truthful words in Romans 5, verse 12. My Muslim friend, all men continue to sin because sin is now an integral part of the human nature. It is apparent to my Muslim friend, it is very clear that the circumstances of life did not bring sin to man, but rather it is man who brought sin to the world. Because Muslim teachers say the circumstances makes people sin, then we need to impose Islamic law on people so they won't sin. Actually, God gave Adam perfect circumstances, and nevertheless, he sinned. It is clear that the descendants of Adam inherited all the characteristics of his fallen nature. As a consequence, we all became subject to the condemnation of God because of the sins we committed against him. He is holy and righteous and cannot tolerate sin. God's law and justice are stated in the Bible. The wages of sin is death. Romans 6, verse 23. And remember, again, we are emphasizing this fact. We sin because we have sinful nature that we inherited from Adam. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. Okay, now, if there is any solution to this sinful nature that we all have, I studied the Quran in law school, and as a defense lawyer in Egypt and throughout my life,
I didn't see any solution in the Quran to the sinful nature that we have, which make us captive to sin and makes us continue to sin. However, in the Bible, I discovered that God's eternal love for mankind did not change, my Muslim friend, because of man's disobedience. God planned a way to save mankind, to restore our relationship with Him. God's holiness demanded justice and punishment toward sinners, toward us, while His immeasurable love pleaded for mercy and forgiveness for us. The God of the Bible has not stood still. He came to us in the person of Jesus Christ. I love it. My wife is an ex-Muslim, born and raised as a Muslim. Every time we talk about Jesus, she said that was brilliant. Brilliant plan of God. Brilliant strategy that Jesus came. God came to us in the person of Jesus. And Jesus Christ, the living Word of God, became flesh, became human, took additional nature, human nature, and on the cross, suffered the consequences of our sin. God's total judgment against sin fell upon Jesus. In Jesus, we see an accurate picture of the balance between God's righteous anger and God's love. On our behalf, Christ voluntarily paid the price we should have paid for all the sins we have committed and ever will commit against God. Christ loves each one of us. This is very personal. The Apostle Paul said in Galatians 2, Jesus loved me and gave himself for me. My Muslim friend, the moment you believe that Jesus paid the penalty for everything wrong you did and repent of your sins by telling God that you don't want to live in sin anymore, you don't want to violate His will anymore, you do want to obey Him, you will be reconciled to God. Jesus, the only sinless perfect man. In the gospel, Luke chapter 4 teaches that Satan tempted Jesus to act independently from God's will and offered to give him the kingdoms of the world if he worshipped him, unlike Adam and Eve, who broke their relationship with God through their disobedience. Jesus had complete victory over Satan's temptation to sin. In the gospel, Jesus is recognized as the perfect man who submitted every moment of his life to the will of God. All other people through human history, my Muslim friend, have yielded to Satan's temptations and have sinned regularly, including all prophets. Jesus was the only exception, according to the teaching of both the Quran and the Gospel. As we will discover in future programs, Jesus was the only man to live a life without committing one single sin. Because Jesus was God manifested in human flesh, Jesus alone lived his life in perfect obedience to God. That's why he is the only one able to restore us to right relationship with God. Before we run out of time, let's do the most important thing and go to God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that you came to us to liberate us from the captivity of sin, from the power of sin, from Satan's captivity. Thank you, God, for opening our eyes and hearts by your grace and by your love. and setting us free from the dominion of Satan and darkness to be your children. And you gave us the freedom and the right and the power to say to sin, no. To say to Satan, no. To say to our flesh, no. We will obey God. Thank you, Jesus, for living within us and living through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My Muslim friend, any person who are hearing our program right now and you never put your faith in Jesus that he came to save you from the consequences of your sins, that he came to give you eternal life, he came for the forgiveness of your sin, right now you can repent of your sins. Tell God, I don't want to live in sin anymore. I don't want to live far from you anymore, God. And you can invite Jesus to come into your heart and put your faith in Jesus alone, my friend, alone, for the forgiveness of your sin. You can pray this prayer after me if you mean it from all your heart. Jesus, I believe in you that you are my only Savior. You are my Savior from paying the penalty for my sins. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a child of God. God, I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from you anymore. I don't want to willingly, intentionally disobey you, God. I want to enjoy your will in my life. I want to enjoy your salvation through faith in Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's a Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com.
This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.